Welcome to the Feudal Podcast.
First rule of transporting.
Tonight we're going to talk about the bank job.
What's the first rule of transporting?
Jason Statham. It's no questions. And second rule is don't open the case.
And third rule?
Don't open
the question.
Don't open the questions. Okay, so this is apparently based on a true story. I don't know the backstory on it. I didn't want to check the Wikipedia. And
2054, we can get the classified document.
About Michael X. Yeah. It's a pretty convoluted movie, but it actually kind of makes sense of itself. About halfway through, you've kind of figured out everything that's gone into it.
Huh?
Nothing new in the way of the actual robbery. There's nothing cool or clever about them having to defeat a system or anything.
It's the chicken in.
It's set in 1970, so... So it's, nothing is all that big a deal. Like, the fact that they have photographs matters, whereas now, I mean, what with Photoshop and everything, I think real photographic evidence of things is pretty much, in dispute, at least in terms of how it would be distributed on the media. It could be debunked by,
Plus, why didn't the guy have copies of the photographs?
Yeah, so...
I mean, you could have the ones in the safe deposit box, and then you could have copies, like...
I thought it was an alright film. You liked it probably because it had a lot of tits in it, at least at the beginning. But it was kind of throwaway. It was like to set the realism of the...
The titties were marginalized, especially when they had those little...
Of the corruption. The pasties?
Strip. Yeah, the pasties.
Or the Janet Jacksonies. The Janet Jackson Super Bowl 33s or whatever the hell it was.
Nice.
Anyway,
what do you think about Brett Favre playing for the Jets?
When you're a Jet all the way.
Big.
Yeah. I really don't care. But it's another solid Jason Statham performance, like you said. Transporter's always two or three steps ahead of everybody else, even though there's no good reason for him to be most of the time. He just sort of manages to.
He just ended this movie like why did they let us go? He's like, I don't know, just keep flying. Yeah. He didn't even know why he won.
He just kind of figured it all kind of went together. There was just enough corruption in the whole system between corrupt cops and naturally, the political figures that are... corrupted by their deviant sexual desires and whatnot. And that was pretty much what it was about. What would you say, plot-wise? I mean,
give it an A+.
You give it an A+?
A+.
Wow. You seem pretty uninterested in talking about it right now.
I'm tired.
Yeah, I'd probably just give it a B. Because it was...
So it'll be, that's the same as you gave Pineapple Express.
Well, but Pineapple Express was like a comedy that wasn't really that funny. This was like a bank robbery, heist, conspiracy movie that had a decent bit of convolution and conspiracy.
And what's the difference between the Jason Statham accent and the... what's the guy that used to be James Bond?
Sean Connery?
Yeah, what's the difference?
Well, Sean Connery is Scottish and Jason Statham was like Cockney English. Statham sounds like this. And Conroy sounds like this. Nice. No, actually, those are both terrible.
And now do you, Jeff Goldblum?
Fuck you. No, I mean, let's see. Basically, these guys are a bunch of villains. That's what they call
them.
They call them villains. That's like the term for like dirtbag street thug. And there's just like a lot. It seems like a lot more complicated in the first like third. Like it's going to be really convoluted and hard to follow. And it just kind of, like, it all works out. Like, you end up understanding why everything's going on the way it is.
It's the way movies should be.
And stuff, yeah. So that's why I give it as good a review, is mainly because it doesn't get bogged down in what a lot of conspiracy movies do. Would you stop with the fucking basketball? Give it a second. It's the audio is just going to sound like we're doing this inside of, like, a barrel going over Niagara Falls.
You can hate me now. Da-da-da.
What?
What's that song with Nas and P. Diddy? You can hate me now.
Was that like from 10 years ago or something?
At least.
Jesus, I don't know. I don't give a shit about that.
You should
that.
Put that on soundtrack. You should find that on
No, track. I should play the T-Rex because they started in
no,
proper 1970s
yeah.
set it.
Yeah.
And so Manchester
you know
with T-Rex.
For the podcast review, I'm just going to play the song. It was the beginning of the movie.
I know.
It's real creative.
I know.
Get the P. Diddy like, you can hate me now.
That doesn't make any sense.
This is perfect sense. Think about it.
I would say the way to tell you is that if you're interested in sort of like light fare for conspiracy whatever stuff. I mean, none of this means anything now because it's so far ago. I mean, it's so long ago since this.
Hey, tell them about how 38 years ago. Hollow Man 2 actually is real.
Well, Hollow Man 1 and 2, but kind of. You're talking about the invisible cloaking technology, mm-hmm. like the stuff from Ghost in the Shell. I just wonder if you're going to have to get naked in order to use it. Which is different than Hollow Man. See, in Hollow Man, they had this thing, this serum or something that they injected into him, and that was what drove him insane. And that was the whole rationale. Did
Hollow Man 2 review all read it?
Didn't we
already? You didn't do the plot. You do plot. Go through the plot. Man. Is that too painful?
If you'd seen Hollow Man 1, isn't the plot just that Hollow Man's still alive?
No, it's different.
It's Hollow not a. It's not a. Oh, he was a military test subject or something, right? Played by Christian Slater. Yes. Who signed on probably because he just had to, like.
What about that new Christian Slater show with Edward? And have you seen the ads for that?
With Edward?
Edward and Henry. It's called My Own Worst Enemy. Where Christian Slater has, like, dual personalities, one of which is, like, a murderer, like. Crazy, like,
and the other one is like a brilliant, like, profiler for the FBI.
No, he's just like a regular dude. It's just like, you know, got his family and stuff and doesn't know anything about
what it. Channel is it going to be on?
I don't know, like NBC or something.
I haven't seen any previews. Yeah, it's on NBC. It's called Edward and Henry with Christian Slater.
It's called My World Worst Enemy. Get it? Because he's his own worst enemy.
Did they use that song? You're My Own Worst Enemy or whatever.
Is that like an Avril Lavigne song or something?
I think it might have been. Yeah, there we go. That was where we just hit a rock going down the Niagara Falls there.
That was a good show, though. I would definitely.
You just like Christian Slater. You like Broken Arrow, Frank Wally, and Christian Slater, and John Travolta, and Howie Long.
Wasn't Ben Affleck?
Not to be confused with Howie Mandel.
No, Broken Arrow kind of sucked. Wasn't Ben Affleck?
Samantha Mathis was in it. No, Frank Wally was in it. Not Ben Affleck.
New season of Lipstick Jungle. New season of that. You gonna watch that?
No. Why would I watch that?
Because you watch that kind of stuff.
No, I don't. You do. No, I actually don't.
How are you going to review it for your public?
I don't review crap. Unless it's crap I like.
Cliffhanger. God, what a piece of shit that thing was.
It is. It still exists. It's not like it's been eliminated from the collective memory of the
world. I was telling Dustin that we watched Cliffhanger and he looked at me and was like, isn't that movie awful? Like, yeah. It's really awful.
Not a lot to talk about with the bank job then, huh?
No. It was pretty good.
All the pieces got put together.
It was the kernel.
It kind of reminded me of a David Mamet movie a little bit. And some of the later part. In the first part, it was a little convoluted, but like...
I like how Transporter was running the show. Instead of, usually he's just like in charge of one aspect instead of like being like the main coordinator of the whole like thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Because he's got the brains for it. Like in, that one movie with Edward Norton and Mark Wahlberg? The Italian Job?
Yeah. Where he was just part
Mark,
of...
They had Marky Mark run the show instead of Transporter.
Yeah.
Transporter clearly was more... capable.
Marky Mark is essentially an old-time villain from Boston. Blinded a guy with his friend when they robbed a convenience store when they were,
Are you thinking of Martha's Sons or whatever? Or
huh?
Step Brothers or...
No, I'm thinking of the actual life of Marky Mark.
Oh.
In his actual life, that happened to him. He did that. He blinded some guy robbing a convenience store with some douchebag Boston friend of his. From Southie, probably. From Southie.
How did he blind him?
I don't know. They just were pieces of shit.
And then he's just like, eh?
Yeah, he was just, eh. He just Sean Penned it. Like at the end of Mystic River. He was telling James Lipton about it. I'm sure he feels bad about it now, that he's got a lot of money and he's trying to seem respectable.
Is that one really good movie with Mark Wahlberg in it?
The one really good one? I don't know, I thought The Departed was alright, but he was hardly in that.
Oh, I never saw that. Or I saw it once, but I was...
He was in, like, Basketball Diaries with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really depressing, really fucked up movie, but it was a kind of a, like... Well, mate, I don't know. It was one of those kinds of movies that isn't necessarily entirely terrible. I don't know what else he's been in. Really nothing that great. Bank Job is a good one. Talk to you later.
Peace. Stay alive.
Would you quit? See, you're talking over there and hitting a basketball around.
It'll still pick up fine.
No, you'll complain to me that the audio doesn't sound better, and it'll be like,
I'm not gonna listen to this piece of shit.